I'm Ira Melman with Report on Education. The number of foreign students attending U.S. colleges and universities continues to grow, especially from a single country. The latest Open Doors report from the Institute of International Education puts that number at about 886,000, an 8% increase from the previous year. Most of those students are coming from China. The Open Doors report says China accounted for almost 60% of the foreign student growth at American colleges. One of every three international students in the United States holds a Chinese passport. There are some major changes contained in this latest Open Doors report as it pertains to Chinese students. Perhaps the most notable is the increase in younger students making the journey to the United States. The Chronicle of Higher Education reports a decade ago more than 80% of the Chinese students here were at the graduate level. Today, the split between undergraduate and graduate students is nearly 50-50, with a number of graduate enrollments decreasing for the first time. Before the Open Doors report was issued, I spoke about this with Deborah Stewart, president of the Washington, D.C.-based Council of Graduate Schools.
What is pretty clear is that China has made many investments in building strong graduate programs in recent years, and at some point, it's quite reasonable to expect some proportion of talented Chinese students to be applying to those programs. But for the top Chinese students, all the evidence that we have is that U.S. is still the country of choice. Remember, we get a huge number of applications from China. So the fact that we're down 1% this year over last year, or even that last year we were down 3% over the year before, does not mean that we still don't have a very large number of very attractive applicants from China.
Could there be any input by the fact that many U.S. colleges and universities are opening not only undergraduate but graduate facilities inside China?
Certainly, that could be a factor. I think the more likely explanation is that China itself is opening many, many more spaces in strong graduate programs and has done so over a number of years in recent years. Up until about six or seven years ago, we produced more Chinese PhDs in the United States than China did. But then the lines crossed about 6 or 7 years ago, and this year there are many, many, many more PhDs produced in China who are Chinese than we produce in the United States. That's how it should be, and it's a good thing that China is developing strong graduate programs. It's also true that American universities are opening up graduate programs and largely undergraduate programs in China, but those numbers pale by comparison to the numbers of slots open for graduate study within Chinese universities themselves. It's very important to stress, especially when I talk to international audiences, that international students are vitally important to U.S. graduate education and research. The United States remains the country of choice for the vast majority of students who pursue graduate study outside of their home countries. But today, we end up with a situation where we have many more applicants to our graduate programs than we can accept. These young people need to go to graduate school somewhere, so it's a good thing that there are many good options opening around the world. My concern is that we just be able to continue to attract some of the most talented students, whether they're coming from China or India or South Korea or Taiwan.
I'm Ira Melman with Report on Education. You can hear us at voanews.com and numerous podcast and social media platforms.